Today's lecture is going to be about the endocrine system. And if you recently have finished ANP1, you finished up working with the nervous system. And it's the endocrine system and the nervous system that really take care of managing and moderating the other systems of the body and making sure that homeostasis is maintained. The endocrine system, of course, uses hormones, whereas the nervous system uses neurons and neural impulses. Before we get started with the endocrine system, I need to make a distinction between two kinds of glands. And the first kind of gland are the endocrine glands. And endocrine means inside of, endo means inside of. These are going to be glands that secrete substances inside the body. And in the case of endocrine glands, they're going to be secreting hormones, and they will be secreting them primarily into the bloodstream. A second type of gland are the exocrine glands, and these will secrete substances to the outside of the body. So things like sweat glands, for example, tear ducts, those kinds of things that are secreting substances to the outside of the body are considered exocrine glands. Now, if you remember back to ANP1, the inside of the digestive tract, for example, is considered to be the outside of the body in anatomical terms. And so the pancreas, for example, when it is secreting digestive enzymes into the small intestine, is actually acting as an exocrine gland. However, the same pancreas also secretes hormones into the bloodstream, if you remember back. You probably haven't learned too much about them yet, but you will in this class. Hormones such as insulin and glucagon, we'll be covering those in future chapters. Those hormones are secreted into the bloodstream, which is considered the inside of the body. And for that reason, the pancreas is also considered an endocrine gland.